It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Hell, he did it with Game of Thrones.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Well, obviously I didn't hear you.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Why is it still funny?
I wouldn't have even stopped had it not been that I said that like 3 seconds prior. Don't look at me that way. I'm not the bad guy here.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
See, now you've made him mad.
I know! Now he's mad!
God. On the little tick.
I did that on purpose.
Well, that's really weird. You'll know why that's weird here in about 2 minutes. Yes, it's time for the e-break at 7:57 on the ticket. And it is brought to us by Classic BMW of Plano. We'll give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one from the hardline is Danny Bayless, who somehow made this week's open.
How did that happen?
I have no idea how that happened. I mean, last week's open had an e-break from like 22 years ago.
Right. They always do.
But somehow this made it as the open to today's segment. But yes, Danny was not listening to the show, and there's no more dangerous place on this station to not listen to the show than on the hardline. They love kicking each other when someone is guilty of this, and this week it was Danny.
Are you going to watch this one? Since it can be like your Game of Thrones experiment, where you dove in the last season and didn't watch any of the first six or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just dive in to watch the last Star Wars.
When's it coming out?
Hell, he did it with Game of Thrones. Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Well, obviously I didn't hear you. Why is it still funny?
Like just now.
Because it's funny. That's why it's funny.
It's all right, little buddy. We've all been there.
It's awesome. I wouldn't have even stopped had it not been that I said that like 3 seconds prior. Don't look at me that way. I'm not the bad guy here.
See, now you've made him mad.
I know. Now he's mad.
God.
I did that on purpose.
Way to go, Danny. And yes, somehow that opened today's segment of the emergency break of the week. Boy, maybe that's how good it was.
That really was a quick turnaround for Danny, wasn't it?
It was.
Like, it really was 3 seconds.
I know. You did a Game of Thrones?
It's like you do a Game of Thrones.
Yeah, let's just hear the quick turnaround there. Just how
you
going to
watch this one? Since it can be like your Game of Thrones experiment, where you dove in the last season and didn't watch any of the first six or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just dive in to watch the last Star Wars.
When's it coming out?
Hell, he did it with Game of Thrones.
The actual count is 8 seconds, but that's still pretty remarkable.
Yeah,
not three, but eight for Big Danny.
Eight.
And he is candidate number one. Candidate number two, ladies and gentlemen, he's back. Craig Rosengarten from the T-Box is back.
He is amazing because that show is 2 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week.
Once a week for 2 hours.
Sometimes he's not even there because he takes some time off from time to time.
Yet he's almost always a candidate where guys who are doing 4-hour shows 5 days a week aren't. It's amazing.
Because he got that yak tongue.
Yes, and that bit him here when talking about a colonoscopy. How do you think he does there?
Oh, my gosh. There's no way he can pronounce that word.
Yeah, let's give a listen.
We are that age, and it's creeping on me.
You're more in denial than I am.
November 19th.
I don't care as much.
Yeah. Got my first colonoscopy scheduled.
How old are you?
Old enough to get a colonoscopy.
So you waited how many years?
You know what I meant, right?
No, not really. I want to hear you fight through this.
There's a scope in there. Scope. Yeah. Mark, so anyway, please. No. Stop. Just stop. Please, we had another break. This does not need to be one.
Yeah, it does.
This does not need to be one.
That's a dot in the paper.
I think the first time he made it through, didn't he?
No.
No,
he said
really.
Something wrong with it.
Ossipee.
Colonoscopy.
Yes, ossipee.
Colonoscopy.
And then
colonoscopy.
He had
it was pretty close.
10 tries at it.
Oh, all right, one more time.
We are that age, and it's creeping on me.
You're more in denial than I am.
November 19th.
I don't care as much. Yeah.
Got my first colonoscopy scheduled.
How old are you?
Old enough to get a colonoscopy.
So you waited how many years?
You know what I meant, right?
No, not really. I want to hear you fight through this.
There's a scope in there. Yeah, so anyway, no, stop. Just stop.
Please,
we had another break. This does not need to be one.
I love how arrogant he sounds when he does that. Old enough to get a colonoscopy. He was in the flow of being the arrogant broadcaster and
that's
just
what
massacres the line.
Yeah, I think the second time is when he realized he had a problem.
The first time he was close.
Yeah.
And then when he reexamined it, he got further away.
How many attempts did you have? Seven?
Seven or eight.
Yeah,
yeah.
Seven.
They'll be studying him for years.
Well, there was like a triple in there where he kept saying scope, 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 scope.
There's a scope.
That was hard
somewhere.
To score.
A scope in there somewhere.
And a scope I had done by.
All right, there he is. Craig Rosengarten back as candidate number two. All right, and we're going to talk hockey with Razor at 8:55. Stars get a win last night over Anaheim. Owen Newkirk. Bruce Levine doing a Stars post-game show. It's time to go to the locker room with tonight's hero of the game.
All right, we are joined now as we take a pause from our Lexus game recap by Stars forward Denis Gurianov, who scored not once but twice tonight. Denis, do you read us downstairs? Are you feeling good about your game tonight? Hi, Denis, do you hear us? Bruce, do you think Denis hears us downstairs?
Is that Denis?
If it is, it's a pretty good beatbox.
Pretty good beatbox for a guy who grew up, you know.
What?
Miles away from beatbox heaven.
You think so? Denis, are you reading us downstairs? I don't think he can hear us either, but he definitely had a nice little
had a good
rendition there. All right, so we'll keep going for a minute here with our Lexus game recap, and we'll get back to Denis if he can hear us downstairs. But
if not, keep beatboxing. That's fine.
Yeah.
What the hell was going on? It's actually not bad.
Yeah,
that's
really
pretty
good.
Impressive.
Pretty good for a guy who grew up in Russia.
Eric.
Yeah.
He's like Russian.
It's like Rick Skinlanen's friend.
Yeah,
who can beatbox.
He can beatbox.
As far as I know,
he wrote a beatbox melody.
Gurianov, the first Dallas star to be up for an e-break in a long, long time.
I'll have to research that, George.
Yeah, we may have a star on there somewhere, but Bell he four. Is candidate number three. Yeah, maybe Eddie Belfour. Screaming.
Eric.
So is it Danny, Craig, or Denis? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Captain Doo-Doo.
That's what? Danny there. They revisited that ridiculous character this week.
They did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
This is Oscar Bug, and I'm voting for Colin.
Yeah, we know where you're going. Thank
Oscar
you.
Oscar Buzz.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, guys, hey, I think this may be triple call? Fake Coco calling us. We'll accept the charges.
Coco here, and Coco consult little Capuchin monkey, Snuff, for vote. Musers may remember Snuff from his only motion picture appearance back in 1981. Snuff play little monkey. They kept finding trouble in Harrison Ford classic Raiders of Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I remember that.
Ironic that director made Snuff do Sieg Heil in movie, and now Snuff down here with actual Hitler.
Amazing.
Coco and Snuff vote for Probing, Scoping, Rosengarten.
All right, thanks, Coco.
Am I on your radio?
Oh, wow, looky there. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, niggas, I want to vote for Big Dumb Danny and Lake Highland. Just so you know, love you. Get your guns up and go Red Riders.
Let it go. It's been 20 years.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? Sports caller? You're on the air.
I'd like to vote for Danny, and please stop having P1s call in.
Okay. Well, you're a P1.
That blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? You're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, boys, this is a grandma's, Danny's grandma's dynamite pee.
Okay.
I guess all that dynamite popping off left him deaf.
Is that a Danny vote? I guess so. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
I want to vote for Captain Doodoo.
How old are you?
Yeah, how old are you?
13. I just turned it today.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday. What's your name?
You. Oliver.
Oliver. Huh. All right.
Okay.
What's your deal?
My dad just voted for Captain Doodoo. Now I want to vote for Captain Doodoo.
Oh, wait. You got...
Can you have two
Your dad
the
got on the
family?
Air, too?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Guess well, that's some good family fun there, and you just made Danny the winner, Oliver.
All right. Thank you.
How's that for a birthday present?
Yes,
all right. What are y'all doing?
All right. We'll see you, Oliver. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
There he is, Oliver, on his 13th birthday.
Very quick appearance voting by the fake Oliver.
And Danny has won.
Are you going to watch this one? Since it can be like your Game of Thrones experiment, where you dove in the last season and didn't watch any of the first six or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just dive in to watch the last Star Wars.
When's it coming out?
Hell, he did it with Game of Thrones. Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I didn't hear you. Why is it still funny?
Like, just now.
Because it's funny. That's why it's funny.
It's all right, little buddy. We've all been there.
It is awesome. I wouldn't have even stopped had it not been that I said that like 3 seconds mm-hmm. prior. Don't look at me that way. I'm not the bad guy here.
Mm-hmm. See, now you've made him mad.
I know. Now he's mad.
God.
I did that on purpose.
Danny Bayes, the winner of the emergency break of the week. How many is that?
33rd win, 77 behind Norman Sabbatical Hitzkus.
All right.
Way to go, Danny.